Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, second half of our show dedicated to getting some information from Manhattan Area Technical College. And joining us here, as he does every couple months, Jim Jeanette, president of MATC. Good morning.
How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
Had little worries this
morning.
Yeah, I had little worries this morning because we had some internet issues and I was worried we were going to have problems all day, but we got that squared away, and it's all good now because, you know, the internet kind of helps us do everything these days with Zoom, and I'm sure you do a number of Zoom calls each day.
Zoom and Teams, yeah, it's amazing how much we adapt to this, but it's also what we're good at.
Yeah.
It's called resiliency. If you're not resilient, you don't survive.
That's right. Well, let's talk about what you've got going on here this month at MATC. I know that the semester's winding down, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to the summer, but there's some events you've got going on here to look forward to, including, I guess there's one tomorrow even.
One tomorrow. We have National CTE Signing Day. CTE stands for Career Technical Education. This was started years ago by Gateway Technical College up in Wisconsin, at Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Snap-on Tools worked with them years ago to set this up. And then Snap-on Tools has some other Fortune 500 companies. They formed a group called National Coalition of Certification Centers, known as NC3. And we're part of that too. And so National CTE Signing Day is our version of if an athlete signs to go to college. These are students who are signing, making a formal commitment, you know, coming here. And it's grown each year. Washburn Tech and Wichita Tech go gangbusters on this. We're playing catch up, but we've got, I think, 60 to 70 incoming students coming tomorrow to participate in that, again, with social distancing and masks. But it's really a cool deal because, it's part of our role nationwide with working with other tech colleges. How we overcome that stigma that it's not Bo Tech, it's not that you're too dumb to go to college, you're going to a tech college. You're using hands and mind to get a good skill and a good job. So it's pretty cool with that.
That sounds pretty cool. And there's great opportunities there, as we always talk about. You can do a variety of things and find a job that probably suits you well, and you can go right in and make some good money very quickly.
Yeah. In fact, there was some research came out this week. By 2025, two out of every three good jobs in the country will require an industry credential or a high skill, certificate or degree. The jobs are already there. It's, our job placement rate, even through COVID for our students, is 95-96%. You can make some good money. And again, it's not a dead end. We're seeing more and more where the employers then say to these students, I'll help you pay for your way, go on to K-State or somewhere else, go on and get that bachelor's degree. But they do it while they have a good job, they do it with fewer student loans, fewer student debt. So it's a good deal for everybody.
Yeah. I know personally some friends of mine from my own graduating class who maybe not the best students, but they went to a tech school, and I see them now here. And I've been out of school for longer than that, I guess, almost 18 years. And, they're making good money, and it's nice to see that some are making more money than me. We don't make a lot in radio, so.
Dave makes it all. I already know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when some of the thought clinics going around in the area, a lot of it is either our student nurses or our graduated nurses who are, helping people get those vaccine shots for the COVID. I like to tell people, our students keep the world working. We keep your car working. We keep your air conditioner working. We keep your computer network working. Cool what our students do. Don't ask me to do it because I can't do it. You put a tool in my hand, call 911 because it's me or somebody's going to get hurt. I'm amazed at what these kids can do.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing going on, and of course, signing day is always a need no matter what, and that's a cool deal that you guys can do that. Commencement's already taking place, is that right?
It's coming up in about a month. We're actually breaking it in two to accommodate more family members. Again, we're limiting it. We're doing it at University Christian Church. But we're trying to limit it to just a few family members per student. So on Friday afternoon, May 14th, we're doing nursing and dental hygiene commencement and their pinning ceremonies. And then on Saturday morning, May 15th, we're doing the rest of our students, our regular commencement at UCC. I'll be glad when, you know, we can do without the protocols, because our commencements are a riot. They're huge. They're fun. We make it a party to celebrate the student and all the family and friends that have helped those students. I've mentioned before, when we walk out, we don't walk out to pomp and circumstance. We walk out to Queen singing "We Are the Champions." I look forward. We do two a year, one in May, one in December. And to me, that's what all our work is about, is watching those students and family members celebrate.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and I think as long as you're president of that college, that will probably be the same here with We Are the Champions.
It will.
Well, that's cool.
People call me. I've had parents call me the day or two later and say thank you for making it more of a celebration and not, you know, I'm not against the somber stuff, but I want these kids and these people just to have a good time. They've accomplished something, you know. We include our adult ed students who've earned their GED. They're part of our commencement. And I always tell them I'm so proud of them. They had to make that commitment to finish, to get that GED, that high school equivalency. That takes a lot of determination on their part, not to mention the brain power. So, again, we celebrate the success of these students, plus the family and friends who support them. Our nursing students, you know, every one of them mentioned how much their family has to support them, because nursing is a hard program. It's a lot of studying. It's a lot of stress. So I really love commencement. I like it better when we don't have all the COVID things in place.
Yeah, agreed. Well, that's something to look forward to here about a month from now. Coming up a little sooner, though, we got a big event coming up next week, and a lot of folks are looking forward to this. And that's Grow Green Match Day here with the Manhattan Area Technical College Foundation.
Right. We've been doing it for several years. We're in the last year of a federal grant we have that's really helped the college. In the last 3 years of the grant, including this year, they actually do an endowment challenge. So for every dollar we can raise at Grow Green Day, the feds will match it. So it's a dollar for dollar match. And it allows us, at the end of this, we're hoping to have a $200,000 endowment for a lot of the improvements we've made here at the college with technology and other things. And so far, the first 2 years, we've always hit our target. So we're hoping we can do that again this year. But it's important, you know, there's what the people give on Grow Green Day to us. There's the local match, 50% of what we raise. All of that buck and a half, we get matched at a dollar from the feds. So it's really a cool way to invest in MATC and help us keep some good things going. So I'm hoping some of the listeners will consider giving to MATC Foundation, a community foundation on Grow Green Day. We'll turn that into actually $1.50 with the local match plus the federal match.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And obviously, we've talked about this in the past year. It was so important here to get those monies, because you don't get a lot of local funding here. In fact, zero, I think.
Get no local tax dollars at all. No property tax money, no sales tax money, nothing. We get 28% of our budget comes from the state regents based on our enrollment. Everything else is paid by our students. And you know what? I'm good with that. We run like a business. We're able to be very responsive, proactive, and flexible. The employer engagement we have is fantastic. You know, I'm hoping we can make it even better. But I can't say enough about a lot of the local businesses that work with us, providing scholarships, equipment donations. They work with our students, like in building trades, construction trades program. We have BHS, Tranium, other local employers. They take some of our students to their job sites. They come on site here, talk to our students. They help our students with Habitat for Humanity. That engagement with the employers is what's cool, because a lot of our students have a job offer before they complete their program because of that connection with the employers.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, I imagine with the housing boom we're seeing here, especially on the other side of the river, that's going to be a need here. They probably need builders, people to hang, roofing, all that good stuff.
Yeah. We're actually, our applications for the fall are running very strong. But with what we're doing in Wamego, hoping to add more construction trades capacity over there. I'm hopeful within the next 18 months, we're able to start up programs in electrician training and plumbing. It's needed for this region. You combine that with our HVAC and the construction program, a lot of good jobs out here for a lot of people.
And no doubt, and very marketable too, because not only could you work in Manhattan, you could work in Junction City, Wamego, anywhere around, and have some opportunities there.
And all your friends and family will keep you busy taking care of their plumbing, electric needs too. So
yeah. Awesome. Well, we're talking to Jim Jeanette here, MATC president. Why don't we take our break here, and we'll come back. We'll discuss some fall enrollment applications and more on the Adult Learning Center here as well. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.